WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. A new detective is about to enter the mystery world. Adrian Monk is a brilliant crime solver. The problem is, he's also obsessive-compulsive. When he's at a crime scene looking for clues, he might be worrying that he forgot to lock the door. If someone shakes his hand, he has to immediately take out an antibacterial wipe. In order to function, he needs his assistant, Sharona, at his side. The comedy-drama mystery series Monk premieres tomorrow on the USA Cable Network. The show stars Tony Shalhoub as Monk. The two-hour pilot begins at a crime scene. A dead woman lies on the floor of her apartment, surrounded by detectives looking to the brilliant Monk for direction. Here's what Monk has to say.
The stove.
Over here. It's in the kitchen.
No, I mean my stove. I think I left it on.
It's okay. I checked it as we were leaving.
Are you sure? Did you turn the knob?
Yeah.
The little knob, though.
I turned all the knobs. The stove was off, Adrian.
Excuse me, sir. We believe it was a burglary gone sour. She walked in, she surprised him, he panicked.
No.
He grabbed a knife from the kitchen.
No. This was no burglary.
It wasn't.
He tried to make it look like one, but this guy was cold as ice.
Tony Shalhoub starred in the films Big Night, The Siege, and Spy Kids, and he plays the alien porn broker in Men in Black 2. He starred in two other TV series, Wings and Stark Raving Mad, playing characters who were quirky, but not quite as obsessive as Monk.
Anyway, after he killed Miss...
Nicole Vasquez, 25.
Yeah, Miss Vasquez. He hung around. He was looking for something.
Looking for what?
I don't know. He checked something on her computer. He could have erased a file.
Anything else?
Yes, he's tall. He's 6'3", maybe 6'4". What about the pilot light? Because, you know, sometimes it goes out. Do you remember the last time it almost went out?
Do you want me to drive all the way back to the city and check the stove?
No.
I mean, is that what you're telling me to do?
No. Would you? Could you? That would be great.
Oh.
What you can't tell by listening to that scene is that Monk is compelled to keep touching the top of the desk lamp in the victim's apartment. Tony Shalhoub told me that the idea for that particular compulsion came when he was rehearsing with the director of the pilot, Dean Pariseau.
There was this enormous gooseneck lamp on the desk at this crime scene. And Dean just went over and said, hey, what do you think of this lamp? And how about, you know, you... just as another thing to kind of distract you, what if you get caught up in this lamp? And it was one of those moments where I touched the top of the lamp, and it almost was as if the whole character kind of just came to me in that second. I mean, I had been working on it, and I had been sort of experimenting with various things, but it just one fingertip on this desk lamp, it kind of just gave me this charge, I guess, you'd say, a jolt. And I've thought of that now as the kind of, you know, the core of this guy.
Do you have any strange compulsions regarding acting? Do you have any things that you have to do before starting a performance that remind you of the kind of obsessive compulsive patterns that Monk has?
Yeah, I have... I don't have any superstitions per se, but I have habits, I guess you could say rituals. Okay, yeah, they're superstitions, I guess. It's all the same thing, really. In the end, it all is kind of the same. I do less and less the older I get. I don't mean I do less and less work, but I do less and less psyching myself up. I've been kind of trying to, for lack of a better phrase, untraining myself. When we're young actors, we're loading ourselves up with preparation. And but as I kind of evolve through it in later years, I find that the real preparation comes from sort of from not loading up, and from kind of doing the opposite of that, which is clearing away the clutter and trying to stay as open as possible to whatever, you know, whatever's coming to me.
I imagine in acting classes you learn how to loosen up your body and be free with your body. But when you're playing a character like Monk is so inhibited and such the kind of control freak that his body actually has to be really tight and
yes.
registering kind of strain all the time. Can you
tension.
Talk attention?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Monk. Monk is very is keeps everything very very close, you know, to him, to his body. His arms stay in. There's nothing kind of. There's a certain distance he wants to keep from the world, from objects in the world, and from people. That's the reason Monk never wears a tie. I think you'll see this character with his shirt buttoned, but without with a suit jacket or a sport jacket, but never with a tie. That was a decision that we made, you know, when we were kind of coming up with the character, because I thought, well, you know, first of all, ties are impossible to keep straight, so that's something that would just be way too high maintenance for him. And ties, all, you know, they can sort of flap out and, you know, get caught on things and, you know, get stuck in a fan. I mean, you know, so that was, this is all part of the physical life of the character, keeping things really, really close and tightly reined. I just have to remind myself when I'm doing the part to, you know, to kind of relax and release. Otherwise, you know, by the end of the day, I'm just a ball of knots.
Tony Shalhoub stars in the new TV series Monk.